This is Think Out Loud on OPB. I'm Dave Miller. Until 2011, Oregon's school lunches were wholly paid for by federal dollars. Then Oregon lawmakers created the Farm to School Grant, establishing a state fund for schools to purchase fresh, locally produced food. That law is now up for renewal and expansion. Just yesterday, Portland's public schools showed how the law can be used. District-wide, Portland offered kids yakisoba noodles made by a Portland company and featuring whole grains grown in the Northwest. But it was not exactly a straight line going from the idea to having these noodles on the plate to actually having these noodles on the plate. I'm joined now by Whitney Ellersick. She's Senior Director of Nutrition Services at Portland Public Schools, and Lola Milholland. She's the CEO of Umi Organic. It's great to have both of you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Whitney Ellersick, first, what were the challenges of serving Lola's noodles in Portland Public Schools? What was the first step?
Well, actually, it's been a work in progress for a couple years now. We actually met with the Richmond community to celebrate their Japanese immersion program through a cultural celebration day. And they came up with the idea of having a yakisoba lunch.
At just the Richmond Elementary
School?
At
Richmond. And then over time, help us to understand the noodle, the sauce, the ingredients that we needed to have. And we found how popular it was and successful it was within our kitchens and operations that we decided to try and make it happen district-wide. So we actually started the process, and then in November was able to meet Lola and found that she was making noodles here locally. And so it started the conversation of, do you have a whole grain rich yakisoba noodle for me to use?
And why did it have to be whole grain rich?
Good question. So the school meals that we provide are reimbursed by USDA's Child Nutrition Program. And part of that program's requirement is that we offer whole grain rich grains on our menu. And so in order to receive that reimbursement, we needed to have it be whole grain rich.
Lola Milholland, how is that different from how you would normally make yakisoba noodles?
Well, a traditional yakisoba noodle would probably not contain whole grains, but we as a company have committed to using local whole grains. But 50% is a high mark to achieve if you really want to get that chewy, wonderful texture that you expect in a yakisoba noodle. And, you know, you want to make a product that, in this case, kids are going
to
love.
As opposed to, is the danger that it's going to be mealy?
Exactly. Soft, mushy, mealy. You know, you're playing there with, you know, the possibility of that happening. I think we've all probably had a whole wheat noodle at some point that didn't quite live up to what we wanted it to be.
So was this, among other things, a food engineering challenge?
Definitely. And it was a really fun one. We got grains and flours from lots of different producers around Oregon and began playing with what is the flour mix that's going to work. And, you know, I had a sense that we were going to use durum, which is a traditional Italian pasta flour that has, you know, it's known for its good bite. But we actually came upon Edison, which is a wheat bred at Washington State University for the Willamette Valley. It's really unique the way that it performs considering it's grown in such a wet place. And it just has a really wonderful flavor, but also it works well in this context. And so it was the combination of those grains that ended up being the winner.
And Whitney Ellersick, just so we're clear, even though some of the money for these noodles is coming from state dollars, you still have to fully play by federal rules, including things like the percentage of whole grains?
Yes. Yes. So the whole meal has to be in compliance with all the regulations for USDA. And those are all based in the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And so we really try to strive for a high value and, you know, always trying to exceed above the regulations as much as possible. So we're including some really healthy options for our students.
So, Lola Milholland, the kind of wheat you're using and the version of it, whole or more refined, that's one of the challenges you had to deal with. What were the other restrictions that came into play before you could actually serve noodles on a pretty grand scale throughout Portland Public Schools?
I mean, the first and the biggest one that I came upon just through conversation with Whitney was that I knew that they only have ovens to work with in Portland Public Schools. So that's one of their limiting factors. And, you know, noodles are usually boiled. So, you know, how could we get the noodle to a place where they could receive it and finish it in an oven and make something really great? And I worked with the Food Innovation Center a little bit on that challenge and tried like steaming and boiling and chilling. And we ended up using a boiled and chilled noodle that we oiled and did enough testing. We did a taste test in March at Kairos PDX Academy, a really awesome school in North Portland, where we tried our boiled noodles on the kids, and it was a really big hit. So I thought, oh, we did it.
Whitney Ellersig, I mean, when you're introducing a new food, in this case, I mean, it's, I think my guess is that most of the students in Portland Public Schools have had something like yakisoba noodles, noodles with, you know, with some kind of sauce and veggies, maybe meat, maybe not. But when you're introducing a food that you know, it hasn't been served quite like that in Portland Public Schools before, what do you look for in these, you know, 10-year-olds or 15-year-olds? How do you know that they like it?
That's a great question. It's always one that we're trying to navigate when we roll out a new item. So we'll try to always have another option available. We look for feedback not only from the students but also from our staff on the preparation, the service, how to present that food, because oftentimes presentation, we eat with our eyes first. Mm. So if it doesn't look as appealing, maybe we play around with how we present it on the plate or before our students. And then we look to see how the participation was. What, you know, did students try it? It's a lot. Lunch happens very quickly. And so when students come through the line, they're a little apprehensive to risk trying something new. And so if we have partnerships, we have a food core member over at Scott Elementary who sampled this with our students ahead of time. So getting samples ahead of the students ahead of time, they are able to say, hey, I kind of like that. I'm going to take that risk and try it.
Wait, samples like – I'm imagining those little paper cups in like a food court of a mall where they always seem to have chicken for some reason.
Absolutely.
And you do that in the halls of an elementary school saying, hey, kid, try these noodles?
That's a great question. So we will try and do that in the cafeteria where we have the time and the space to do that and the support. It does take a little extra work to do that. So it does take some partnerships from community members to roll that out because my team is very busy during the time of service.
But in this case, it would be, hey, try these noodles. We're thinking about introducing them next week or next month. And so we're going to just, you know, whet your appetite.
Or even if it's just before they get to the service line where they make that decision, while they're standing in line, it gives them something to do. They can try it and say, hey, I kind of like that flavor. I'm going to try it. And we always ask for their feedback on it. But it is an interesting dish because it is mixed. So if you're, you know, with Portland Public Schools, we have 50,000 students and they all have unique takes on taste and preference. So an item that has the noodles with vegetables mixed in, we heard yesterday, like especially with our younger students, that had veggies in it. I'm not sure that I'm going to like that. And so we try to really think about, okay, if you saw that next time, maybe you can try the noodles or, you know, trying to get them to be a little more adventurous.
May I jump in really quickly?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, though, we put some organic Oregon, or they did, button mushrooms in it, and you couldn't really tell. It gave a really nice flavor, but they're invisible. And I watched a kid eat their entire bowl of yakisoba and then tell me that they didn't like mushrooms.
Yes.
This was at Richmond Elementary that you went to, right? This was your alma mater. What was it like to watch your noodles being eaten by students at the school you went to?
Yeah, it was incredible. First, just arriving at Richmond, I went there the second year they were piloting the Japanese immersion program. And at the time, it was just two classes in the school. And now that entire school is a Japanese immersion program. There's Japanese writing that says Richmond Elementary School. The entire experience is like an entrance into a new world. And then, like, the highlight of my day in some ways was that it's the first lunch period and there's all these first graders lined up. And I can hear them chanting, "Let's go Blazers," and they're clapping, and then they change to yakisoba, and it just like gave me shivers. It was just like there was excitement. A lot of kids chose the yakisoba, which was awesome.
What were the other options yesterday that you saw?
We had one of our regular favorites, which is a Washington-raised hamburger patty with cheddar cheese if you want the cheeseburger option. But I will say at Richmond, there were maybe less than 10 kids that chose that option that I could tell. There was definitely a passion for this dish, for the yakisoba dish
and
that resonated with the community.
There's an epic salad bar at the schools, which is really beautiful to see.
What were the reviews, Whitney, that you heard overall from all of the other schools?
So some of my staff responded immediately and said this was so delicious, and they said it was really easy to prepare for them. That's one of the things that's important. And it was easy to serve. The option of having the chicken on the side, so that if students wanted to choose the yakisoba with the vegetables without chicken, that could be the vegetarian option as well. It just was a flexible dish that really appealed to so many different of our different schools and our students alike.
This seems like an awful lot of work that both of you had to go through in different ways, because you have very different jobs, to make this happen. I mean, Lola Milholland, from your perspective, you had to create an entirely new noodle. You had to test different kinds of wheat. And then you had to figure out how to make this work and actually be tasty and chewy and savory and whatever else if you couldn't actually just put these noodles in a pot of boiling water. Why go through this? I mean, why is this worth it for you and your company?
I really don't think there's anything higher than feeding kids good food. I think that's what this farm-to-school bill is all about, is that we want to make sure our kids have the best. And that means both what they eat and having the nutrition they need for their brains for school, but also the environment that they live in and the economy of that environment. And so it's something, I started working at a nonprofit EcoTrust in 2008 and working on farm to school. It's a passion that I have. And actually at the time, Whitney and I didn't know each other, but she was working at PPS and I was working at EcoTrust, and we were both working on the same kinds of things. And so it's something that I always wanted to return to. When I started this business, Umi Organic, we really focus on regional grains and direct relationships. And I thought, what if we could do something for the schools, but kind of put it on the back burner. And so it wasn't until I met Whitney in November. And what happened was really beautiful. Like, an entire community of people who have been doing this work came to help me do this. So I in no way did it alone. I had support from the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Education to figure out how to communicate about my noodles in a way that allows Whitney to meet her standards. It's a totally different language. FoodCorps, who did the food taste test with us. So it's something that I think is feeding me and giving me energy and makes me feel like this business really has roots in this place.
And then Whitney Ellersick, an additional question for you as one of the people who was in charge of the overall food service at Portland Public Schools. Among other things, you have to look at the budget, and you have to, within the confines of your budget, provide all this food that meet all these federal guidelines to all of these kids. I imagine you could get some approximation of yakisoba noodles through Sysco or some big, food distribution conglomerate. It may not be organic. It would not be based on Oregon-grown wheat. But kids might not taste that huge a difference, and it probably would be significantly cheaper. Why spend more money for these noodles?
So that's a great question. Lola actually has some pretty great pricing on her noodles, which is unique, and I've told her that. Some of the pricing is a little bit higher, but we at Portland Public Schools and the Nutrition Service Department, we've had a history and a value in sourcing local whenever possible. And so that's been really important to us. And whenever we have a new item like this, or we're taking a look at the menu options that we have on our menu, what's available around us and building those relationships with our local growers and producers is very important, so we're aware of the opportunities that surround us. We've heard great feedback from the companies that we've worked for. Lola's story is not unique in that only that she's a graduate of PPS, but we have so many others that talk to us and say, we're actually families. We are parents of kids that attend either PPS or another school district, and it's so important to them to be able to contribute to the food that we're serving to our kids. And for their kids to see that as being an option, we really feel the value of putting the information to our kids and educating them about what grows in Oregon, what's produced in Oregon. We get a really fresh product, and it just gives a lot more meaning and community support around the meals. And so it's also important for us to know that when we're not using farm-to-school money, we're federally reimbursed. We're bringing that federal dollars in as much as possible, reinvesting it into our local economy so that we're really seeing the benefits of that as well.
Lola Milholland, this was a trial run yesterday, a district-wide trial run. Is it going to happen in the fall?
Whitney and I will keep talking about it.
Well, Whitney Ellersick and Lola Milholland, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Whitney Ellersick is Senior Director of Nutrition Services at Portland Public Schools. Lola Mill Holland is the CEO of Umi Organic. They partnered to create yakisoba noodles that were served yesterday in Portland Public Schools. Coming up after a break, we're going to hear why an Oregon State University professor has taught fish studies for the last 6 years. That's fish as in P-H-I-S-H, the love 'em or hate 'em jam band.